Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. I'm your big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share, the world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you. Cottage that we could share, the world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
And this morning on I've Heard That Song Before, we are going to have a birthday celebration. And that is of a very successful entertainer in the popular music field and jazz as well. And that's Frank Sinatra, who was born on December the 12th, 1915. Well, during his time, Frank Sinatra was one of the most important and enduring figures in music in the 20th century. His career, well, it spanned six decades. It began in the late 1930s, and it lasted into the 1990s. Well, Frank Sinatra weathered all kinds of trends in popular music, and, you know, he defined some of them himself. And, well, he maintained his appeal throughout all the different trends, and perhaps what he's best known for is his ability to interpret popular standards and performed them in a way that made them, well, quite literally perennial. And we just heard an example of that. We started out with Frank Sinatra from 1947 with the Axel Stordahl Orchestra and the George and Ira Gershwin tune, I've Got a Crush on You. And Frank was joined by Bobby Hackett doing some lovely trumpet solo work on that one. Well, as I mentioned, Frank Sinatra was born on December the 12th, 1915, in Hoboken, New Jersey. Began his career in music, well, right from high school. And he was working in 1939 in a country resort in his home state, where he was discovered and hired by Harry James, who'd just set up his own big band. Well, by the end of that year, Sinatra had moved on to work with bandleader Tommy Dorsey, and the next 2 years saw them together, having a series of hits, as well as working on radio and on film. Well, Tommy Dorsey was a very accomplished musician and a successful bandleader, and it was under his influence that Sinatra first began to develop his unique talent for phrasing and interpretation. We're going to hear two recordings from that time, featuring the orchestra of Tommy Dorsey and the voice of Frank Sinatra. We'll start with a Ruby Bloom Johnny Mercer number from 1940, Fools Rush In. And then we'll go to 1941 to a number written by Henry Sanicola and Sol Parker called This Love of Mine. Here's Frank Sinatra.
Chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in. Goes on and on. life is empty since you have gone. You're always on my mind, though out of sight. It's lonesome through the day and overnight. I cry my heart out. It's bound to break since nothing matters. Let it break. I ask the sun and the moon, the stars that shine, what's to become of this love of mine.
Sinatra in two recordings from the early 1940s with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. We heard first Fools Rush In, and we just heard This Love of Mine, and a very nice demonstration of the early Sinatra style. That wonderful phrasing, as well as an incredible sense of intimacy in his delivery. And he was pretty unique in that. While you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa, and this morning we are paying tribute to Frank Sinatra, one of the great performers of the 20th century. And it would have been his birthday tomorrow morning, so we're starting to celebrate his work. Well, we do throughout the year, and particularly on this day in December. Well, in 1942, Frank Sinatra left the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra and set out on a solo career. As I said, was to last into the 90s, and it involved working with a range of conductors, composers, and arrangers, and recording for a number of labels. Well, he began his solo days on the Columbia label, working with arranger and conductor Axel Stordahl, with whom he would make many, many recordings. And at this time, Frank Sinatra also began working on radio and concert, including an appearance at the Paramount Theatre in New York, which turned him into the first pop idol, complete with all those swooning fans. Well, throughout the 40s, he recorded for Columbia with a string of top 10 hits and also branched out into film work. And, of course, continuing with his radio work, we're going to hear three numbers from the 1940s, mostly with the Axel Stordal Orchestra, though we'll hear one with the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. This is for the Columbia label. We'll start in 1946 with a lovely Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein number called The Song Is You, and that was written for the Broadway musical Music in the Air. And then we'll go forward to 1949. Together with Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra, Frank Sinatra will bring us a number written by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson, It All Depends on You. And we'll round out a set with a lovely, another George and Ira Gershwin number, along with the Axel Stordal Orchestra, the beautiful number, Someone to Watch Over Me. Three more songs from the wonderful voice of Frank Sinatra, all from the 1940s, and we'll start with The Song Is You.
I hear music when I look at you, a beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true. The song is you. Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good, or I can be bad. It all depends on you. I can be lonely out in a crowd, I can be humble, or I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can save money or spend it, go right on living or end it. You're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can be beggar or I can be king. I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you. I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good, or I can be bad, but Louis, whoop, depends on you. I can be very lonely when I'm out with a crowd, I can be humble, or I can be proud, but Louis, depends on you. I can save a great deal of money, or I can spend it, go right on living, or end it. You're to blame, baby, for what I do. I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who watched over me. I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome. To her heart I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over. Tell her, please, to put on some speed. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over.
Frank Sinatra, three recordings from him from the 1940s. The Song Is You from 1946. It All Depends on You from 1949. And we just heard him with the lovely Gershwin tune, Someone to Watch Over Me. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM on your dial. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are celebrating the work of Frank Sinatra, one of the greatest singers of all time, I think we can say, certainly in the 20th century. A great trendsetter, and just a delight to listen to, of course. Frank Sinatra was still singing with Columbia Records in the early 1950s, but he left them in 1952 and went over to Capitol Records, which had been set up a decade before by singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer. And while he was there at Capitol Records, Frank Sinatra began working with arranger-conductor Nelson Riddle, as well as Billy May. And also at this time, he got back into his film work, and he branched out into non-singing dramatic parts, perhaps the most famous one being the World War II drama From Here to Eternity. And he won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in that film. Well, we will hear four songs from his time in the 1950s, two from his Columbia days and two from his Capitol days. We will start out in 1952 with two numbers. Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart wrote this song, I Could Write a Book. It was featured in the film starring Frank Sinatra in 1957. We'll hear the version that he recorded in 1952, again accompanied by Axel Stordahl and his orchestra. Also in that year, we will hear Frank with the number Why Try to Change Me Now, which was written by Cy Coleman and Joseph McCarthy. This particular recording was arranged by Percy Faith, and he also conducted the orchestra. And it also, so far as I gather, was the last record that Frank Sinatra made for the Columbia label. And then we'll move on to the mid-1950s to some of his work with the Capitol label. He's accompanied by Nelson Riddle on these ones, and we will hear from 1955 a delightful song, Oh, What It Seemed to Be, written by Benny Benjamin, Frankie Carl, and George David Weiss. And from 1956, Joseph Muro and Mack Gordon wrote it, and Frank Sinatra will bring it to us. We'll hear Frank with You Make Me Feel So Young, along with Nelson Riddle. Four songs from Frank Sinatra from the 1950s, and we'll start with I Could Write a Book.
If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers of friends.
If they ask me, I could write a book
about the way you walk and whisper and look.
I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget, never, never forget.
And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers. I'm sentimental, so I walk in the rain. I've got some habits even I can't explain. Could start for the corner, turn up in Spain. But why try to change me now? I sit and daydream, I've got daydreams galore. Cigarette ashes, there they go on the floor. I'll go away weekends, leave my keys in the door. But why try to change me now? Why can't I be more conventional? People talk, people stare, so I try. But that's not for me, 'cause I can't see my kind of crazy world go passing me by. So let people wonder, let them laugh, let them frown. You know I'll love you till the moon's upside down. Don't you remember I was always your clown? Why try to change me
a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on the train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars.
'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do, to me. That's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do.
You make me feel so young, you make me feel so spring has sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek, I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young, you make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young, you make me feel so spring has sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek, I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young, you make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
And that was Frank Sinatra in four recordings from the 1950s. We just heard him from 1956, with You Make Me Feel So Young. Before that, from 1955, Oh What It Seemed To Be, with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, those two. And we started out with I Could Write a Book, a lovely Rodgers and Hart number from the featured in the film Pal Joey. In between, we heard Why Try to Change Me Now, from 1952. And Frank was joined by Percy Faith, who arranged the song and conducted the orchestra. And as I mentioned, I believe that was the last record he made for the Columbia label.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we are celebrating the work of Frank Sinatra, one of the greatest singers of all time. Well, we've just listened to him from the 1950s and his work with the Capitol label. And we're going to move now to the 1960s for our next number. But before we do, I'll just mention that in the late 1950s, Frank Sinatra continued to perform and also increased his work in films, and of course made all kinds of records for the Capitol label, and then subsequently for his own label in 1960, the Reprise label. And he went on to sing and record well into the 1990s. But in the 50s, I think his albums were starting to take over from his singles in the charts, and it's his albums, I think, that we remember most. There were theme-related albums, and albums that he made with particular arrangers and conductors. But what a treasury of music it was, and he just kept on going in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and we are very, very grateful for that immense repertoire of music. Well, I mentioned that we would have at least one recording from the 1960s, and it is in 1962. And if you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before, you will know that I love this album. It is one that he recorded while on a stopover in London with a renowned composer, conductor, and arranger, Robert Farnon. This is a themed album. It's called Sinatra Sings Great Songs from Great Britain. And the theme is British songwriters, and we have Frank Sinatra's wonderful voice, that very delicate and intimate style that he can have, very tender. Of course, he can also be big and bold, but on this particular album, we hear more of his tender side. And we also have the wonderful orchestration of Robert Farnon, which contrives to be both soaring, sweeping, and delicate at the same time. And having said that, I'm going to carry on and tell you which song we're going to hear. And it's a favorite of mine. It was very popular in World War II, and it was called A Nightingale Sings in Berkeley Square. And it was written by Eric Mashwitz and Manning Sherwin. And then we'll go back to 1947 to a duet that Frank Sinatra recorded for the Columbia label with the lovely Dinah Shore. The song, I'm sure you've heard this one, it's called Tea for Two, and it was written by Irving Caesar and Vincent Humans. And Frank and Dinah are accompanied by Axel Stordahl. And we'll start with Frank Sinatra and Robert Farnon, A Nightingale Sings in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley
Discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own.
Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown.
Far from the cry of the city where flowers pretty caress the streams, cozy to hide in, to live side by side in. Don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea, just me for you and you for me alone.
Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear.
Day will break and you'll away and start to bake a sugar cake for me to take for all the boys
Frank Sinatra and Dinah Shore with Tea for Two from 1947. And we started out with A Nightingale Sings in Berkeley Square from Frank Sinatra and Robert Farnon and their wonderful album, Sinatra Sings Great Songs from Great Britain. What a wonderful day that must have been, or days in the studio. I'm not quite sure how long it took, but it's a lovely album. And if you can get a copy of it, do please. It's well worth it. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and this morning we've been listening to songs recorded by Frank Sinatra, part of a tribute to the work of this wonderful, wonderful artist during the 20th century. Well, Frank Sinatra finally retired from performing in his 80th year in 1995. As a singer and a movie star, not to mention a show business personality, Sinatra is very much an icon in the entertainment field for the century. As I mentioned, he developed early on a unique talent for phrasing and interpretation, and he came to define that particular art. His voice was noted for its intimacy and its direct appeal to the listener, and it proved impossible to resist. And fortunately, he left behind a huge repertoire of songs performed in that inimitable way. And we'll bring them to you when I've heard that song before, as often as we can. Thanks so much for listening today, and I do please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of great jazz within transition, starting in another 5 minutes or so. So do please stay with us and enjoy what Randy's bringing to you this morning. And do join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We have one more song from him this morning, and it is from 1956 with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. Carolyn Lee and Johnny Richards wrote it, and it is called Young at Heart.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.